Chief, do you mind praying for a trip?
Okay, let me. I think my line is giving you the static.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody. God bless you and welcome to the Faith as Activist Ministry and to the particularly the women's ministry of the Faith Ambassadors. I give honor to God for everybody on the line. We have a little bit of technical difficulty. Tony's going to try to work it out, but we thank God for everybody. And we're going to turn this service over to the hand of the moderator, whoever the moderator is. Come on in and then I'll pray.
Amen. Amen, Chief. That will be me, Brother Felicia.
Amen. God bless you.
Bless you, Chief.
Now, let's pray. God, we love you tonight. We love you more than life itself. We thank you, Lord God, for another day in the land of the living. We thank you for your goodness, your grace, your favor, your mercy. Lord, we are literally nothing without you. Lord, as the grass withers and the flower fadeth away, God, our lives are so short here on this earth. We ask, O God, in the name of Jesus, to give us a prosperous life in every area. We ask, O God, tonight, as the woman of God comes to minister, that you would bless her with an anointed word, that you would give her favor, Lord, to minister your oracles, that your people might be delivered, rescued, challenged, and changed. God, we thank you for an anointing tonight that destroys yokes. We thank you for an anointing that sets free tonight. We thank you, Lord God, for a release of the power of the Holy Ghost tonight. Lord, we know that whatever we bind on earth, it shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever we loose on earth, it shall be loosed in heaven. I come against every enemy, every foe. I come against everything that the enemy is planning. And I declare and decree that no weapon formed against me or any other person under the sound of my voice shall prosper. And every tongue that rises against them shall be condemned in the day of judgment. I declare freedom and liberty on this podcast, that your word will go forth and that the people might receive it well. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you so much, Chief, for that prayer. Again, welcome everyone to the Women of Power and Purpose broadcast for the Faith Ambassadors Women's Ministry. We thank you so much for tuning in tonight. We are excited about what the Lord is going to say tonight, and I pray that you come with an expectation to hear from the Lord through the woman of God tonight. I just have a few announcements. Please connect with us if you have not done so already through our Facebook page. You can find us at Daniel Faith Ambassadors. Like one page, join the other. You can also connect with us at faithambassadors247.com. That's faithambassadors247.com. You can sow there, you can tithe there, you can email us there and find out more about the mandate for 1 million souls. And join us in building the kingdom of God and doing the work of God by serving his people. We invite you to join Chief Apostle Daniel on Periscope. His handle is at Prophet Bishop Daniel. Again, that's at Prophet Bishop Daniel on Periscope. You never know when the Lord is going to give him a right word right now. So please follow him and make sure that. Make sure that you are ready to receive what the Lord is saying through him. We invite you to join us in our nightly service Monday through Thursday. That is Staying on Purpose on Monday night, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That is Tuesday night, our women's ministry, Women of Power and Purpose. That is Wednesday night, our youth ministry, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And Thursday night, our training in the School of the Prophets. Join us, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time here on Blog Talk Radio. If you would like to hear previous recordings of any service that we have had, go to blogtalkradio.com and search for Faith Ambassadors, and you can listen to any service that we have had nightly. At this time, Tony, if you would give us 3 minutes of a song, and then Evangelist Webb will come and introduce the woman of God.
Tell one more person, if you're looking for somebody, he's gone, and he don't need nobody else. There's no question of your greatness, nor searching of your power. Oh, the wonder of your glory, to you 40 years is but 1 hour. Your knowledge is all encompassing, to your wisdom there is no end. Oh, for you alone are God. You are God. Your mercy is everlasting. Your truth is here always. You are He who was and is to come. Who is He that can number your days? You plumb the sun to burn in space, and the night moon powers light from day. Oh, you alone, you're God, you're God, Elohim, you're everything I need. You are God alone. Now run to the King.
Amen, amen. Evangelist Webb, are you there?
Amen, amen. Thank you. It is such an honor and a privilege to be able to introduce this woman of God on tonight. She's so anointed. She's so powerful. And I'm so excited about what God is going to do. The hand of the Lord is truly on her life, and I know that He's going to use her in a mighty way tonight. And I just thank God for what He's going to do through her. So without any further ado, I introduce Prophetess Shanterica Robinson.
Amen. God bless you, woman of God. Thank you so much. I love you. God bless you too, Elder Dotson. Thank you, woman of God. I love you so much. God bless you to Chief. God bless you to every single individual that is on the line on tonight. We honor the Lord for every single ministry gift. We honor the Lord for every prison ministry, every rehab center. We thank God for you wherever you are, whether you are a faith ambassador or not, just as long as you are a citizen in the kingdom of heaven. We honor you and we love you on tonight. I just want to tell everybody, yesterday was my birthday, and Evangelist Webb, she fought me so good, and she fought me so good on today. So I thank you, woman of God. Thank you for being on the line with us on tonight. I truly believe that I have a word from the Lord on tonight for His daughters. The Lord placed His word in my spirit a couple of days ago. I really didn't just dive into it until today, and it has blessed my soul. And I pray that it will bless somebody else's soul on tonight. Let's pray, people of God, before we go any farther. Lord, we come before you, Lord God, as humbly as we know how on tonight, God. Father God, asking for your forgiveness, Lord God, for anything we have said, done, or thought wrong, God. Father God, we just ask that you would have your way on tonight, God. You speak, you move, Lord God, you move by your spirit. We thank you for another chance to get it right on tonight. We pray for your wisdom. We pray, God, for divine insight, divine understanding. And we pray, God, that the captives will go free on tonight. And God, we decree and declare that you will have your way. You have our permission to have free course. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. People of God, I don't plan on keeping you that long, but I am going to give you what the Lord gave me, and I am going to let you go. But, you know, I always say, nevertheless, we're going to allow the Lord to have his way. If we can go to the book of 1 Samuel chapter 2. 1 Samuel chapter 2, people of God. 1 Samuel chapter 2. I want to deal on tonight just a bit from the subject of make sure that your king is not a king that is out of order. Every woman of God, I want you to hear me loud and clear on tonight, especially if you are a single woman of God, I need you to hear me loud and clear on tonight. Make sure that your king is not a king that is out of order. So the book of 1 Samuel chapter 2, we are going to read verses 20. We're going to do a little reading on tonight. 1 Samuel 2 and 22, we're going to read 22 through 25, then we're going to go to 27 through 24, and the word declares, "Now Eli was very old, and he heard everything his sons did to all Israel, and how they lay with the women who assembled at the door of the tabernacle of meeting. So he said to them, 'Why do you do such things? For I hear of your evil dealings from all the people. No, my son, for it is not a good report that I hear. You make the Lord's people transgress. If one man sins against another, God will judge him. But if a man sins against the Lord, who will intercede for him?' Nevertheless, they did not heed to the voice of their father, because the Lord desired to kill them." I'm going to read that again. "Nevertheless, they did not heed to the voice of their father, because the Lord desired to kill them." Let's jump to verse 27. "Then a man of God came to Eli and said to him, 'Thus says the Lord, did I not clearly reveal myself to the house of your father when they were in Egypt in Pharaoh's house? Did I not choose him out of all the tribes of Israel to be my priest, to offer upon my altar, to burn incense, and to wear an ephod before me? And did I not give to the house of your father all the offerings of the children of Israel made by fire? Why do you kick at my sacrifice and my offering, which I have commanded in my dwelling place, and honor your sons more than me, to make yourselves fat with the best of all the offerings of Israel, my people? Therefore, the Lord God of Israel says, I said indeed that your house and the house of your father would walk before me forever. But now the Lord says, far be it from me, for those who honor me, I will honor, and those who despise me shall be lightly esteemed." I'm going to read that again. "But now the Lord says, far be it from me, for those who honor me, I will honor, and those who despise me shall be lightly esteemed. Behold, the days are coming that I will cut off your arm and the arm of your father's house, so that there will not be an old man in your house, and you will see an enemy in my dwelling place. Despite all the good which God does for Israel, and there shall not be an old man in your house forever. But any of your men whom I do not cut off from my altar shall consume your eyes and grieve your heart. And all the descendants of your house shall die in the flower of their age. Now this shall be a sign to you that will come upon your two sons on Hophni and Phinehas. In one day they shall die, both of them." Let's flip to 1 Samuel 4, verses 10 through 11. 1 Samuel 4, 10 through 11 declares, "So the Philistines fought, and Israel was defeated, and every man fled to his tent. There was a very great slaughter, and there fell of Israel 30,000 foot soldiers. Also, the Ark of God was captured, and the two sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas, died." Flip the page to 1 Samuel 4:19. This is our last text that we will read, 1 Samuel 4:19-22 declares, "Now his daughter-in-law, Phinehas' wife, was with child, due to be delivered, and when she heard the news that the ark of God was captured and that her father-in-law and her husband were dead, she bowed herself and gave birth, for her labor pains came upon her. And about the time of her death, the women, and about the time of her death, the women who stood by her said to her, 'Do not fear, for you have borne a son.' But she did not answer, nor did she regard it. Then she named the child Ichabod, saying, 'The glory has departed from Israel, because the ark of God had been captured, and because of her father-in-law and her husband.'" And she said, "The glory has departed from Israel, for the ark of God has been captured." I don't plan on keeping you that long, but I'm going to give you what I feel in my spirit, people of God. I'm going to deal with Phinehas' wife on tonight, but before I do, I felt that it was very necessary for me to really give you a background of what was really going on here. We just read about how Phinehas' wife, she went into premature labor, and she was in complete despair, but it was a reason why this did not just happen. This woman did not just face this trouble randomly. That is why I wanted to take you back and read to you about her father-in-law and her husband. You have to remember the title of our message on tonight. Make sure that your king is not a king that is out of order. I'm going to say it again for somebody. Make sure that your king is not a king that is out of order. As a woman of God, you have to ensure that you do not choose to be with a man that is in direct disobedience to the Lord, because not only will you suffer, but your house will face the judgment of the Lord. You can ask this woman right here. You can ask Bathsheba. The Bible says, "Be holy, for I am holy." And as women, we place ourselves in situations. We get with men who we know we don't have any business getting with, but I don't care how good he looks. I don't care how much money he got. You better make sure that he is not out of order, because somebody is going to pay. Somebody is going to have to pay. Somebody is going to reap what is sown. I do not care what is his stature. I don't care what is his title. That does not matter, and that cannot matter so much to you when it comes to your soul, when it comes to your salvation, when it comes to the oil that the Lord has on your life. A lot of us are anointed. A lot of us are appointed. God has mandates for some of our lives as women, but we get connected to folks who can take us nowhere. We can't blame our mama. We can't blame our daddy. You have to look in the mirror, and I ask you to do this on tonight. As a woman of virtue, we read a number of different things on tonight. I want to point out just a few of them, people of God, and I'm going to let you go. Number one, if you are considering somebody, pay attention to where they come from. I'm going to say it again for somebody. I hope somebody gets this on tonight. If you are considering being with somebody, you better pay attention to where they come from. You better pay attention to what is in their bloodline. You better pay attention. Where do they come from? What are their standards? Do they have morals? We read about Eli. We read about how he was a priest of the Lord. But we cannot escape the fact that he allowed his sons to get away with a whole lot of foolishness. And Eli, in part, opens up the door for his family to face the judgment of the Lord. Now, we're talking about the priest of God. We're talking about the man of God, Eli. He was a man of God, but he also was a compromiser. You don't want anybody, people of God, that puts your life, your ministry, your destiny, your walk with Christ in jeopardy because of their acts and what they do, because they have a position, because they have a title, but they don't have what is required. They don't have the character. They're not holy. You can't get so caught up on a title or what man's deem is so high and mighty that you fail to realize that God is not nowhere in this person. Make sure that your king is not a king that is out of order, women of God, on tonight. Hophni and Phinehas, they came from a background of compromise. You don't need anybody. Please hear me loud and clear on tonight. You don't need anybody that will put your soul in danger. And I want you to make note on tonight, just in case they do come from a family of compromise, you better make sure that they have been delivered. You better make sure that they have been set free by the power of God. You better make sure that they are the one that breaks the mold. How do you do this? How do you do this? How do you do this? You better get in your word. You better get to know the Father for real. You better get in your rightful place so that you will be able to discern the real from the fake. Number two, you better make sure that your king is not a whoremonger. And this honors the Lord, especially within the body of Christ. Eli's two sons, we read about it. We read about it. His two sons, they were sleeping with women who assembled at the door of the tabernacle. They didn't have any respect. They didn't have any reverence for the Lord. That is a very, very dangerous place to be in. You have to pay attention to the signs. And you, in order to avoid this, you have to pay attention to the signs. A lot of you have signs, but you just acting like you just don't see them. No, God, that ain't you trying to tell me this. When it's God trying to get save you, he's trying to save you from a life of turmoil. He's trying to save you so you don't lose your anointing and the mandate that is on your life chasing behind some man. If he is a king that is out of order, women of God, you better leave him where he at. He cannot take you to your next level. He cannot cover you. He don't even reverence and honor and respect the Lord your God. Didn't you say that he is the Lord your God? Well, it's time to get intimate with him, people of God, and really hear and listen to what he is saying. Sometimes we don't want to hear what the Lord is saying, and he be speaking loud and clear, and you just be God. God, this is me. This is me. And it be God trying to save you from a life of pain and turmoil. Number three, make sure that your king is not a stumbling block to others. Phineas and Hophni, they caused others to transgress because of the evil that they did. Whatever you sow, you're going to reap. You want to be with somebody, but they're causing everybody else around them to fall into sin. The devil is a liar. You can't be so high and mighty that you think it's not going to happen to you. Mm-mm. You have to make sure that this man that you are considering is not a man that is a stumbling block to anybody. You have to make sure that he knows that his election is an election, sir. You have to make sure that this man is on one accord with the Lord. Because it's not your will, but it's all about the will of the Father being done, women of God. I hope you hear me loud and clear on tonight. Number four, you have to make sure that your king does not make his equal higher than the Creator. I'm going to say that again. You have to make sure that your king does not make his equal higher than the Creator. The man of God that came to Eli with the word of the Lord, he said, why do you honor your sons more than you honor me? How many pastors, how many preachers, how many people honor a man, honor your children and their mess more than you reverence and honor God? How many? How many cover the mess of their children just to look good in front of people? How many cover their children and their mess just because they want to keep their position, although that they have a real, real, real serious condition and they don't even want to get rid of it? How many? Man is your equal. If I place you on a pedestal higher than the Lord, I have just made you an idol. And we all know that the Bible says, it's a commandment, thou shalt have no other gods before me. How many of us have made men our gods, our idols? You have placed these people on a pedestal higher than you do the Father. It's all about them. God, I get to you when I get to you, but I got to take care of my bae. I got to take care of my boo. I got to, whatever you call it, that's what you do. But God is calling us back to a place in him on tonight, woman of God. God was your first love. He was your first love. And if the king that you are considering is out of order, you need to leave him where he is at. As a woman of God, you got to make sure, you got to pay attention if he is prioritizing or loving anything or anybody more than God. The devil is a liar. God don't change for nobody. He does not change his word. He is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He is not changing. Holiness is not changing. It's still right, and you still got to be holy in order to see him. It's time for us to go back to that place in God. When you first wake up, who do you consider the most? Is it God? Is it a man?
I challenge you on tonight to set your heart and go back to the feet of the Father. Number five, you have to ensure that your king is not an opportunist. Let me say that again. Ensure that your king is not an opportunist. The man of God spoke the word of the Lord to Eli and told him that he honored his sons above the Lord to make himself fat with the best of all the offerings of Israel. That tells me that Eli was an opportunist, and opportunists only care about what's to the best of their advantage, even if it means taking advantage of other people. If the king that you are considering, woman of God, takes advantage of other people with no remorse, he don't care. It's all about what he can get, what he can do in life. He see you when he see you. He do you how he want to do you, but you still chasing after him. You still love him oh so much, and he's giving you his behind to kiss. You need to go back to the feet of the Father and get delivered on tonight. Just get delivered. Just say, it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer, and ain't nobody else but me. If it's you on tonight, I challenge you to search your heart. Go back to the foot of the Father, because if you see this man doing other people any kind of a way, you got to know that it's only a matter of time before he takes advantage of you. Go back to the feet of the Father on tonight. Woman of God, and if we fast forward, the ark of God was captured. Hophni and Phinehas, they died. Eli dies, the word of the Lord has come to pass. And here, we just read in 1 Samuel 4:19. I really want you to pay attention to this. We just read about the wife of Phinehas, which was Eli's son. You just got the bad news about the Ark of God being captured, about her father-in-law's death, about her husband's death. Not only did she get bad news, but she's also pregnant, and she goes into premature labor. That in itself is a great toll on a woman. I went into premature labor my own self, so I can only imagine what this woman dealt with. How many women, how many of you tonight on this line are pregnant with purpose on tonight, and you know it, but you are yet and still compromising your baby just to have this king that is out of order? Do you not know that you are none of yours? Do you not know that you belong to the Lord? Do you not know that what the Lord has placed on the inside of you, it is not even for you, but it's for a nation? It's for a nation that's going to come out of your belly to help deliver a people, to help bring a people back to the foot of the cross. And some of us, we compromise. Some of us, we say, I love you, God. I love you. I love you so much. But when it comes to that man, you lose all your respect for the Lord. I challenge you on tonight to search your heart and get back to the foot of the Father. You don't need a king that is out of order. You don't need nobody that takes you further from the Father, but you need somebody that will meet you at his feet. If your king is a king that is out of order, please leave him where he is at on tonight. Woman of God, you cannot afford to be connected to anybody that is out of order, that will bring a heaviness to the promise that you have been in wait for. This woman was pregnant. This woman was pregnant with seed. And because of the sin of her husband, because of the error of her father-in-law, she has to suffer with premature labor. She has to give birth before her time. How many of you are putting yourself in that position? You know that you are anointed. You know that you are appointed. You know that you are chosen, but you are putting what the Lord has placed on the inside of you in jeopardy just because of temporary satisfaction or just because of a temporary feeling of somebody that ain't really going to send you anyway. If he don't honor the Lord, he don't deserve to honor you. Matter of fact, he can't honor you if he don't honor the Lord. He don't even deserve to be in your life. He don't even deserve to be in your presence. But yet and still we compromise. I challenge you on tonight, woman of virtue, to go back to the foot of the Father and let the Lord complete the good work that he began in you, because you don't need anything happening before this time. Before his time, this woman went into premature labor. You don't need that. You don't need any deformities. You don't need anything being under process. See, because if you're going to get to where God has destined for you to be in, you have to go through. I know a lot of us deal with some troubles. I know a lot of us deal with some issues, and sometimes wouldn't it be all good and high and mighty if we had a list and we could pick and choose and tell the Lord what we wanted to deal with and go through and what we didn't. But the devil is a liar. Not our will, but it's all about the will of God being done in our lives. Even if you got to give up somebody, I don't care how much you love them, I don't care how long you've been with them, if the Lord has told you to give him up, you better give him up, woman of virtue, and go forth into your destiny in order to avoid going into premature labor your own self. In the spirit, woman of God, you have to pay attention to the signs that are already there, and you have to make sure that you do not join yourself to a king that is out of order. Scripture goes on to tell us, and about the time of her death. And about the time of her death. So not only did this woman face premature labor, that's something all in itself, but she also is about to die. Some of us don't even know that we are on the verge of death because we have played with the enemy for too long. She wasn't even excited about the fact that she was about to have a son. She couldn't be. Why? Because her king was out of order. Her home faced judgment. But what puzzles me, she had to have heard something now about what her husband was doing. She had to have heard something. She had to have heard something. You cannot turn a deaf ear, woman of God, to disobedience, to disorder, to rebellion. You saw, you know what this king that is out of order is doing, but you're turning the deaf ear to it because you really don't want to hear it. Because you know, as a woman, we nurturers, and we naturally try to, I'm going to fix him, and it's going to be all right, but the devil is a liar. You have too much purpose on your life. God is close to coming back. You don't have time to be sitting up here trying to be superwoman to every man that you meet. The devil is a liar. If it ain't ordained by the Lord, you need to leave it where it's at. And we have to understand when we purposely choose to turn our ear to what we know is error, somebody's going to pay. Somebody's going to pay, whether you want to pay or not. Somebody is going to pay. She named the child Ichabod before she died, meaning the glory has departed from Israel. She couldn't even be excited. She was in despair. She went into premature labor. Now the woman is about to die. Why? All because the king that she chose to be with was out of order. This woman died before her time, women of God. I want you to hear me on tonight. She died before her time because her king was out of order. And it was a choice that he made. Woman of God, a man that is out of order is not even fit to lead you. Stop trying to save everybody. You know, save your oil, preserve it. Preserve it for the one that will appreciate it. Preserve it for the one that will take heed and hearken to what you ask God's woman would have to say. You are a helpmeet. Do you know how precious you are? The Bible says that your worth is far above rubies. Do you know what that really means? You don't have to settle for less. You don't have to compromise. You don't have to try to save everybody. No, no, no. Give yourself wholly to the Lord and allow the Lord to bring you to somebody that will appreciate you. But you don't need the judgment of the Lord coming upon your house because the head is out of order. Whatever relationship you are in, whatever covenant or union you are considering joining yourself to, I beg of you on tonight to please make sure that the king is not out of order with the Lord, women of God, because you and your house will suffer. Be led of the Spirit. Go back to the feet of the Father and allow the Lord to choose what and who is best for you as his daughter. I beg of you on tonight. Woman of virtue, you are fearfully and wonderfully made. Do you not know how valuable and how special you are to the Lord? The Lord has need of you, but in order for him to use you, your mind has to be free and clear from clutter. You have to disconnect from anything that is not like him. If you want to go higher, I encourage you to go lower on tonight. Go lower in your prayer life. go lower in your commune with God. Get on your knees and seek God's face, because a lot of times what we want is not what God has destined for our lives. Will you hearken to the voice of the Father on tonight? Will you examine your own self on tonight? Will you say, God, I know I've been in error. I know I've been in sin. God, I know I ain't got no business with this man. I'm going to leave him alone. It may be hard, but I'm going to do what you have commanded and you have chosen me to do. I encourage you on tonight to go deeper in your walk with God, women of God, and ensure that the man that you are considering is not a king that is out of order. These men were priests. These men ministered in the house of the Lord, but they didn't even care. They did what they wanted to do. They fulfilled the lust of their flesh. No matter who said what, they did what they wanted to do, and that was it. Well, guess what? You are the first partaker of this man's life. You know what his lifestyle is like. You mean to tell me you're just going to turn your eyes and say, well, God, it's going to be all right, and you're going to say the devil is a liar? I challenge you on tonight to wait on the Lord and to go lower in your prayer. I love you so much on tonight, people of God. Join us back here tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Youth Night. Chief Apostle, if you would prepare to have final words and to close us out in prayer. Be blessed, people of God. I love you so much.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Such a powerful, powerful word. I thank the Lord for the woman of God. I thank God for the word from the Lord on tonight. If you missed out on that word, you absolutely missed out tonight. And I would suggest that you go back and listen to the broadcast entirely. This was an absolute need to hear. I've always talked about pedigree, and pedigree is what I call when you are involved with someone to make sure that they are kingdom and that they are able to carry the priesthood of authority in your life, the kingdom of authority that Christ has given to kings and priests in your life. This is very, very important. You don't want to be unequally yoked. You don't want to be with someone who is out of the privilege of the Lord. And you certainly don't want to be with a Phineas spirit, whether it's a man or a woman. I know that she spoke to the sisters tonight, but even for a brother, you don't want to be with someone that is out of order with God. You know, you would be better for them to get themselves together, like the woman of God said, that they would have to be delivered and that you would have to see a season or two and most likely a pastoral prophetic word that they have been released from the bondage of what they have done before. You know, you just don't want to just be with anybody. And I thank God for the word of the Lord tonight and the woman of God tonight. It was such a necessary and powerful word. I just want to give honor to God for all of the people of God tonight, particularly the faith ambassadors. I thank God for you. And to all of the pastors in various places of worship that are listening to us from various places of correction and rehabilitation, I thank God for all of you. Again, if you didn't hear the entirety of the word, all of those points in there, you don't want to miss them. Go back and listen to the broadcast. They're very, very important words. So it was very, so important that I'm going to make sure that I'm right in every area in dealing with the things that I have to deal with.
you know, in and out of the church. So I thank God for that word. Amen. So I love you. If there is nothing else, I'm going to love you all in Jesus, and I'm going to ask you to be with us on tomorrow for the youth resurgence, to hear the woman of God again, or whoever it is she has to minister. We thank God for tomorrow night. Be ready for it, 8 o'clock. Love you. God bless you. Be encouraged.
Generation embrace it. Come on, tell them,
here I am.
Thank you.
and sing. Here we go.
Almighty.
To give him a shout.
There's no question of your greatness, nor searching of your power. Oh, the wonder of your glory. To you 40 years is but 1 hour. Your knowledge is all encompassing. To your wisdom there is no end. Oh, for you alone are God. You are God alone. Your mercy is everlasting. Your truth is here always. You are He who was and is to come. Who is He that can number your days? You plumb the sun to burn in space, and the night moon borrows light from day. Oh, you alone. Your God, Elohim, you're everything I need. You are God alone. Now run to the King.
Yes, sir, I am.
God bless you. How are you?
Fine, and you?
I'm doing well. How are you feeling tonight?
Amen.
Pretty good. Just ready to get up out of here.
So they're ready to let you go?
They're going to put a vacuum seal on my leg tomorrow and see if they can just drain out the fluid that's leaking out. But if not, then they're going to have to go back in and operate.
How many operations have you had?
This will make number six.
Number six. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, we're definitely praying that you don't need an operation. And we're definitely believing God for your complete healing. And I totally believe. I totally believe that if you fill yourself up on the Word of God, I believe that God will begin to move in your situation in every area. But it's going to require for you to walk in the newness of life. There's a process to it, and the process begins with feeding yourself on the Word of God. Then the process goes from feeding yourself on the Word of God to meditating on the Word of God. That is a very, 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 I can't stress it enough, essential place for the believer is to get to a place of meditating on the Word of God. You may only, you don't try to meditate on the whole scripture. You may meditate even on one word or one thought or one overall place of that scripture. Then the next place you want to get to is prayer.
Read, meditate, and pray.
Yeah, read, meditate, and pray. You don't want your prayers to come from a place where they have not been vested by the Spirit of God. You don't want your prayers to come from a place where they're just frivolous. You want your prayers to come from a place of where your faith is devoted, where your strength is in the Lord, and that's where the meditation comes from. The meditation will bring you into the presence of the Lord, and that the Holy Spirit will begin to show you what to pray for and how to pray. So you want to do that. Right now, you know, especially while you have time, fill yourself up on the Word of God. Have you been looking at the book of John?
Yes, sir. I've been still reading the book of John.
What chapter are you in now?
Six.
Good. Chapter six of John is a very important chapter. It's probably one of the key foundational chapters of the scripture for how Jesus propagated, how he lived, how he operated in the gospel, how he thought, how he talked. You know, everything is there, you know, in that John chapter 6 that you need. One very important part of that is in verse number 44. He said, "No man can come to me except the Father which has sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day." And what he's saying there is that unless God bring you to a place where you know him, let the Lord draws you in. You don't just come to become a believer and, you know, it's just some religious act. If it's based on a religious act, then it's not a draw. But if it's based on the Spirit of God drawing you, and sometimes the Spirit of God can draw you by you just being tired of the world. In my case, the Lord drew me in because I was tired. I was tired of living, you know, how everything can just come on or down on you at one time. You know, here I am. I had a beautiful home, you know, but here I am. I was a Muslim, and I went to a church service one night, and my life changed after that. And I suffered after that. Understand that. I suffered after that. But after I suffered, God called me to reign. He called me to see some victories in my life. So I thank God for the victories in my life. I thank God for the defeats in my life, too. You know, because I faltered some, I failed some. And I thank God that
He has always kept me, you know, and that I didn't give up just because I did something that I should not have done, you know. So, you know, when we do make mistakes, it's that meditation again that will, you can meditate on a situation, but you don't meditate on a situation, you meditate on yourself. And when you meditate on yourself, a lot of times I'll go into a meditation and I'll think about all of the mistakes I did that day. And in my meditation vision, I correct those things by how I should have responded. I correct those things by how I should have responded, what was a better way, you know, things like that. I'm always looking at how I can be better, you know. So when I have, you know, contentions with somebody and somebody don't like me, I can come back in through my meditation. I didn't, you know, yesterday I may have had an argument with this person. We had a bad fallout. It was ugly, you know. But today I say, no, you know, I've thought about that. I've meditated on that. And I see a better way of dealing with that. So by reading the word, then meditating on the word, then I look at my situations and I meditate on the outcome, the better outcome of the situation. Now I'm starting to live by the word of God because I've put the word of God down in my subconscious. And that's what you want to do. You don't want to you just try to read the word and study the word, and you know, and then meditating also brings you into that place where you begin to memorize the word also. Even to this day, I still memorize scriptures. I find scriptures. I memorize entire books of the Psalms. I think I don't know about 50, 60 Psalms. I don't know, you know, I know from Psalms 1 to 40. I know those by heart. So those give me a place to pray from, you know, when I can say, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. And then I can go before the Lord based on what I have in my spirit. That's my key. That's my weapon. The word of God is my weapon against the enemy. So as I begin to combat the enemy, I can't do it on my own word. I got to do it on God's word. My word is nothing. God's word is everything, you know. And then living in that state of meditation will also give you strength so that you don't get to a place and live in a double standard. There was a time in my life where I lived a double standard. You know, I was trying to be Christian, trying to be Navy SEAL, trying to be vindictive, trying to be a Christian, trying to be unforgiving, trying to be a Christian, trying to be violent, you know, and all of those things that I was living my life coupled with. So I got to a place in my life where, you know, I realized that all of those things that I was doing was not beneficial for me. It wasn't helpful for me. So I began to try to live my life in a better way, you know, and that's what the word of God has done for me. I can say when I'm sorry. I can say when I'm wrong. I can forgive. I can forgive. And when I can't forgive, I wonder why. What in the world is wrong with me that I cannot forgive? What in the world is wrong with me that I can't stop and help somebody that's down on the side of the road? What's wrong with me that I'm such a busy person that I didn't make time to be with the Lord today? You know, what's wrong with me that I would even get depressed, distressed, because I used to suffer with depression and all of that, you know? The Lord blessed me to come out of that situation. And watch this, even the person that was most pivotal in helping me to come through my depression is now my enemy, is now my active enemy. But guess what? I don't care about that. All I care about is the meat that I got from her. I don't care nothing about how, you know, she's come out of, you know, this thing, you know, with her preconceived ideas and feminism and, you know, all of these wicked devices that the enemy has lined up in her spirit. Those things don't mean nothing to me. What means something to me is, hold on, I got what I needed, and I eat the fish, throw away the bones. You know, so not every relationship is going to work. Not every situation you're going to be in is going to work. But if you have the right spirit, the right mind, the right intention, you know, then you can face your enemies. You can deal with your enemies. You can laugh in the face of your enemies because you know that God is with you. You know, he's with you. You know, so right now, you, and another thing, you're a new believer. So as a new believer, you have very pure prayers because you haven't contaminated them, you know, with things. And I'm going to encourage you to watch your mouth. But as you go more and more into the Word, and I'm not saying watch your mouth. I'm saying wash your mouth. Wash it, you know, cleanse it, purify it. Wash what you say before you even say it out of your mouth. Make sure it's a washed word. Make sure it's the Word of God. Make sure that the word, that you know that the eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good. Make sure that you know that your word has life or death, you know, in the power of your tongue. You know, the tongue is the hardest thing to tame. And I would encourage you before you speak to wash your mouth. Now, I've never heard you use profanity or anything like that, but the Holy Ghost has. So I want you to, I want you to make sure that you repent for that, that you make sure that you, you know, guard yourself from that. When you feel yourself getting angry and you feeling yourself feeling like you got to retaliate or something, then make sure that, you know, you put that before the Lord. You don't, let's say you don't put it before the Lord at the moment. But what if your mouth has been washed by meditation and you're thinking, you know, you're thinking good words to come out of your mouth. You're thinking good things that come out of your mouth. You're saying good things that come out of your mouth. And then all of a sudden, somebody comes into your life and at the moment, and they're talking negative. They're backbiting. They're slandering. They're bringing confusion. They're cussing. They're using profanity. You know, they're talking about the old life. That is when your washed mouth has to speak. And you can engage them, but you don't engage them with the same mouth that you did before you were saved. You know, so there's got to be a difference with you now. You know, you are saved now. So there's got to be a difference in what you say. There's got to be a difference in how you say what you say. You know, there's got to be a difference in you. You know, and your disciplines, again, come from your meditations. Otherwise, you'll pick and choose which scriptures you want to live by. And then you'll start judging people because of the things that they do that, you know, that you don't like. You know, so you want to always be careful, and you don't want to allow the enemy to sneak in and steal what God is saying and doing in your life. You see what I mean? So you want to wash your word. You want to wash your thoughts through meditation and the Word of God. You want to admit to God in prayer every time you have said or done something wrong. Or thank God for every time you have done something to his glory. You know, when you do good for somebody, never talk about it. Never discuss it. Never tell nobody about it. Only discuss it with God. Only discuss it with God. You know, so when you do something good for somebody, you know, say you give me $100,000, you don't tell everybody, oh, I gave the prophet $100,000. No, you go to the Lord and say, Lord, I thank you for giving me $100,000 to give to the prophet. And I pray, Lord, that the seed that I've sown in his life, that he would take this seed seriously and that he would not, you know, violate, you know, your precepts with this little bit of money, you know. So that's the spirit you want to have. You don't want to do things for people. I do things for people every, all the time. And some of them don't even know I did it for them. You know, so you want to make sure that you, you know, you do the right thing, and you do the right thing, you know, by God, not so much by people. Again, you know, you're talking to a person that would have no problems waiting any period of time, I felt like, to go back and get this individual for doing something wrong to me, for lying on me, you know, whatever. You know, I would just let him go to sleep, you know, and then 2 years later, here I am, you know, and that's just the messed up mind that I was operating in the double standard that I operated in. So I want you to, you know, see all of that and make sure that you don't lose, you know, what God gave you when he saved you.
Yes, sir.
All right. Do you have any questions?
No, sir, I don't. Right now.
You're in pain?
Yes, sir.
Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray, Lord, for Pamela, I ask you, Lord, in Jesus' name, because you are high and lifted up and worthy and glorious in all of your ways, because you know us and because you love us, God, I pray, Lord, for this your child, and I ask you in Jesus' name to bring healing to her body, to relieve her from this pain, to cause her, Lord God, to know that you're with her right now in that room. Your angels are present with her. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord, that you are there. You said when two or more gather together in your name, you're right there in the midst. God, we thank you. We ask you, God, in Jesus' name, to full recover this woman, God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor.
All right. God bless you. And we're going to go ahead and end the broadcast. But, I mean, it's been ended for a long time. We'll let the broadcast end unless you're listening to the music.
Excuse me?
Are you ready to get off the line? Or are you listening to the
yes,
music?
Yes, sir. I'm finna. I have to do a couple of things with this nurse
quick. All right. We'll be praying for you. We love you, and you call me anytime you need me, okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you, Apostle, for everything.
No problem. God bless you. Love you.
Love you, too.